welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Once again this week, hockey and hops, and in part two, Remedy Brewing, the combination beer festival and hockey game, hockey and hops, coming to Brookings October 20th.
Blizzard and Wooden Lakes Brewing Company and a whole bunch of breweries in South Dakota have teamed up to bring a really cool event. Then we're bringing it to Brookings.
That's Seth Cook from Wooden Lakes Brewing to Brookings. He says this festival will feature all South Dakota breweries.
605 South Dakota brewers. So the brewers that have to have the 605 area code are coming to a hockey game, and we're giving everybody the opportunity to come meet these guys, come hang out with them, and come sample these beers. Beers that, honestly, you probably won't even have a chance to get maybe ever again on this side of the state. These some very small breweries, really cool guys. We know all of them, and we're happy they're coming.
The Hockey and Hops Beer Festival begins at 4:30 p.m. Saturday, October 20th, with the hockey game between the Brookings Blizzard and Minnesota Wilderness to follow.
The Blizzard have partnered up on this. They're going to host the event, so the event's going to happen right before a hockey game, and then, of course, the hockey game happens afterwards. So October 20th, you can get tickets from the Blizzard. It's going to be a $35 before the event ticket charge. Now, what's cool about that is that includes not only the beer fest, but it includes a ticket to the game immediately following. So for $35, you get to have a beer fest and then watch a hockey game. If you don't want to make the decision if you're going, there still should be some available day of. So if you end up turning up at the rink day of, well, on October 20th, they're going to be $45, but you can still be able to get in.
There are 15 South Dakota breweries confirmed and will be taking part in hockey and hops, 15 of them. Don't miss it, October 20th, 4:30 p.m., Larson Ice Center. Tickets on sale now. More info, ticket links at both the Beer Untapped and Wooden Legs Facebook pages. Remedy Brewing when Beer Untapped with Perry Miller continues.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Remedy Brewing of Sioux Falls, one of the breweries that will take part in Hockey and Hops on the 20th. Remedy, now just over a year old, but their journey began some time ago. Co-owner Matt Hastad.
I got into home brewing back when I was about 19. Kind of took advantage of that law in South Dakota where you can buy all the ingredients when you're 18. Started off not really taking it too seriously, just having a little bit of fun with some friends. But that very quickly, you start diving down the rabbit hole, Alice, and I was kind of went from there. Traveled the world a bit, really found my love of beer. Came back to the States, really got into home brewing. Met up with Jason and Tyler, and we all kind of got sick of the corporate world and working for somebody else, and we were making enough beer where we were barely drinking what we were actually producing, so we said, I think we can make this a business and make this profitable. And so we did a lot of market testing, figured out we probably could make a business out of it, and here we are.
It took a while to find it, but they ended up with a great location on East 8th Street downtown.
We always knew we wanted to be downtown Sioux Falls, but we looked at, gosh, I'd say 15 properties.
Yeah,
and a lot of them,
tires.
A lot of the problems with them was, you know, most of them had substructures. And so for us to have to go through and reinforce all of this flooring,
brewing equipment
whatnot,
is heavy.
Very heavy in a small footprint, you know. So there were very few slab-on-grade locations downtown that we could find that were where we felt we could find traffic or get that foot traffic coming through. And finally, after looking for, what, 2.5, 3 years, after making a couple offers on a couple different spots that fell through for one reason or another, we ended up here, and we walked into a space that was 5 offices and looked at the bones and the skeleton and said, let's take it back to nothing and bring the brick out and just make it that kind of industrial feel.
Co-owner Tyler Jefferson says it's been gratifying to see the positive response to Remedy Brewing.
It's still pretty surreal that every once in a while stand back behind the brew glass doors over there and be like, holy crap, we can sell this. People are having a good time and seem to be enjoying it, so it's real. Pinch yourself a little bit, but it's been a blast. The community's been terrific.
Amazing.
The support. We obviously wouldn't be here without them. It's really cool to see two people are comfortable bringing their families down here, and the kiddos will run around a little bit, and mom and dad will have a beer, and you know, maybe watch a game of football or whatever's on TV, and bring the pups down. And that's kind of the feel that, you know, all the bigger cities had in their brew scene that was more evolved, but Sioux Falls, I felt, was missing. Kind of cool that you can help kind of bring that and evolve the culture a little bit.
That's it for this week's show. Don't forget to grab your tickets for Hockey and Hops October 20th, Saturday, and we will see you there. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.